And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 12th of February, 2007. It's the birthday of two men, same day, same year, 1809, who changed history, Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin. Abraham Lincoln, born near Hodgenville, Kentucky, 1809. Very little known about his early life. Born in a log cabin, went to school for a year. His mother died when he was nine, spent much of his adolescence working with an axe. But in his early 20s, he decided to educate himself. He went to New Salem, Illinois. He was 6'4", pants were short, but he studied hard and made himself a lawyer. Read books on grammar and rhetoric, joined a debate society. Suffered from wild mood swings, once got so depressed he considered suicide. Served a few terms in the state legislature, one term in Congress, didn't do much, became an enormously successful lawyer. And then the Kansas-Nebraska Bill of 1854 that would have allowed for the expansion of slavery into the North aroused him. He ran for the Senate in 1858. He was defeated, but it positioned him to run for the presidency in 1860. He spent little more than 4 years serving as president. For most of those 4 years, there weren't many people who thought he was doing a good job. Civil War went on longer than most people thought it should. It was far more brutal than anyone expected. The Confederates came close to capturing Washington, D.C. It was only in the last few months of his life that it seemed that the North would win the war. In the second week of April 1865, Robert E. Lee surrendered his army. And on the afternoon of April 14, 1865, Lincoln took a ride in an open carriage with his wife. He was the happiest she had ever seen him. And that night, they went to the theater, and he was murdered. Charles Darwin, born in Shrewsbury in Shropshire, England, 1809, he was just 22 when he got an invitation to go on a voyage to South America. They wanted a naturalist to come along, and Darwin jumped at the chance. He'd studied a book on geology which suggested that the Earth was millions of years old, and he went to study wildlife on the Galapagos Islands, where the islands were spaced far enough apart that the animals on them had evolved over time into different species. And he came up with his idea that all the animals on Earth had self-selected certain traits through breeding that would help them take best advantage of their environments. It took him years to publish his theory of evolution. He was worried about being attacked as an atheist. But eventually, The Origin of the Species came out in 1859. It was a great success, partly because Darwin chose to write it in the simplest language possible. It's one of the few scientific works written by a great scientist still read and understood by the general reader. Here's a poem for today by Yves Robillard entitled Jet Lag. He flies over the ocean to see his girl, his Sorbonne girl, his ginger-skinned girl waiting for him in the city of light. Everywhere river and almost spring gardens, everywhere bridges and rainy statues, streets going nowhere, streets going on all night. I love you, my Mona, my Lisa, my cabbage, my gargoyle, Degas, little dancer, in dawn's ragged gown. But on the third day, she picks up her books, tells him she needs to study. She adores this town. She's not coming home in May. She's going to stay all summer. Lowers her morning calm eyes. He's all right in the cab, all right on the plane, droning him home in only 3 hours, American. Key in his lock now, his tick-tock apartment, shiver his shadow, his need to sleep. Then with a tiredness washing over and over him and through his raveling bones, he begins to know. A poem by Yves Robillard, Jet Lag, from her collection When Gertrude Married Alice, published by Parallel Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Samuel Goldwyn Films and Bristol Bay Productions, presenting Amazing Grace, the true story and song behind the abolition of the British slave trade, opens February 23rd. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.